एक
ओंकार
ओंकार
सतनाम
सतनाम
कर्ता पुरख
कर्ता
निरभउ
निरभउ
निर्वैर
निर्वैर
अकाल
अकाल
मूरत
मूरत
अजूनी
अजूनी
सैभं
सैभं
गुर
गुर
प्रसाद
प्रसाद जप
जप आदि
आदि सच
सच
जुगाद
जुगाद सच
सच
है
है
पी सच नानक
नानक
होसी पी सच।
सत
एक
एक
ओंकार
ओंकार
सतनाम
सतनाम
कर्ता पुरख
कर्ता
निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल
अकाल
मूरत
मूरत
अजूनी
अजूनी
सैभं
सैभं
गुर
प्रसाद
प्रसाद
जप
जप आदि
आदि
सच
सच
जुगाद सच
सच
है पी
हैपी
सच
सच
नानक होसी पी सच।
सच
एक
एक
ओंकार
ओंकार
सतनाम
सतनाम
कर्ता
कर्ता
पुरख
पुरख
निरभउ
निरभउ निर्वैर
निर्वैर
अकाल
अकाल
मूरत
मूरत
अजूनी
अजूनी सैभं
सैभं गुर
गुर
प्रसाद
प्रसाद
जप
जप
आदि
आदि सच
सच
जुगाद
जुगाद सच
सच है पी
हैपी
सच नानक होसी पी सच। एक ओंकार सतनाम कर्ता पुरख निरभउ निर्वैर अकाल
अकाल मूरत
मूरत अजूनी
अजूनी सैभं
सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच
सच
है पी
हैपी सच
सच नानक होसी पी सच।
नानक
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु।
वाणी गुरु
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 है
है
बाणी
विच
विच बाणी
बाणी
अमृत
अमृत
सारे
सारे गुरु बाणी
गुरबाणी कहे
कहे
सेवक जन माने
सेवक
पर तख
परतख
गुरु
गुरु
निस्तारे।
अमृत बाणी
बाणी हर
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 तेरी
तेरी
सुन
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 होए
होए
परम गत
परमगत
मेरी।
मेरी
जलन
जलन बुझी
बुझी शीतल
शीतल
होए
होए मनवा
मनवा सतगुर का
का दर्शन
दर्शन
पाए
पाए
जियो।
जियो। फिरत प्रभ
फिरत
आया परया तो
प्रभ
सरनाए
आया
नानक
नानक
की
की
प्रभ
प्रभ बेनती
बेनती अपनी
अपनी
भगती
भक्ति
लाए
लाए नानक की
की प्रभ
बेनती
बेनती
अपनी
अपनी भगती
भक्ति
लाए।
लाए
सतनाम श्री वाहे गुरु थापया न जाए कीता न होए आपे आप निरंजन सोए जिन सेव्या तिन पाया मान नानक गाविया गुणी निदान गाविया सुनिया मन रखिया भाओ दुख भर हर सुख घर लै जाए गुरमुख नादं गुरमुख वेदं गुरमुख रहे आसमाई, गुर ईसर गुर गोरख बर्मा गुर पार्वती माई। जे हो जाना आखा नाही, कहना कथन ना जाई, गुरा एक देह बुझाई, गुरा एक देह बुझाई, सबना जिया का एक दाता, सो मैं विसर न जाई। गुरा एक देह बुझाई, सबना जिया का एक दाता, सो मैं विसर न जाई। थापया न जाए, कीता न होए। वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा, वाहे गुरु जी की फतेह।
परम सत्कार योग गुरु खालसा सत्संग जी, वी ब्लेस्ड टू बी ब्रॉट टुगेदर इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ श्री गुरु नानक देव जी महाराज इन द 11th, इन द इटर्नल फॉर्म, इन द गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी महाराज। वी आर ब्लेस्ड टू बी हियर टुडे टू कंटिन्यू द जर्नी, कंटिन्यू रीलिविंग द एडवेंचर्स, द क्रॉनिकल्स, द टीचिंग्स as Sri Guru Nanak brought them from the heavens to those people, those siddhis, those yogis, those aesthetics who through their own practices had developed spiritual prowess but had not found within those practices the ability to merge with the One. And Guru Nanak, that form of Nirankar, that form of that One which has no form, came into this world and through these teachings brought Brahm Gyan, true knowledge of God, that will allow the Gurmukh, that person who faces the Guru, who takes the teachings of the Guru and enshrines them in their heart, to become one with that light. And last week, that we learnt together in Sadsangat about that Creator. And the Siddhis were asking Guru Nanak about the way to God. And Guru Nanak was speaking to the Siddhis just as Guru Nanak speaks to us now in Japji Sahib. And he was saying that the way to that Sacha Sahib is through their true name, Saj Nai. And that name, what language? Should we take this moment to remind ourselves, what language is that name written in? That name is written in the language of love. Bhakya, Bhau Apar. And we learn about the value of asking and how each and every one of us are exactly where we are because of the gifts, the requests that we have placed before the Creator. That Creator that will always give us what we ask for. Aakhe mange de de, daad kare daadar. And so through accepting that all of our condition, all of our plight, all of where we are right now is a consequence of all of these gifts that we have asked for, that have borne forth into our lives. We've learnt to take acceptance, to not externalize our situation, to look outwardly to blame others for where we are, but to live in the hukam, to accept that Vaheguru Paramatma, that they are so very benevolent and kind and giving us all what we ask for. The Siddhis ask Guru Nanak, okay, if he is the one that gives us anything which we seek, then what should we place in his darbar? What should we say to get their love? And Guru Nanak outlines the value and the importance of Amrit Vela, which we went through in quite depth last week. Guru Nanak is saying the most beautiful thing you should do is to rise in the Amrit Vela and to sing God's praises at this time. And to speak of God's glory at this time, those 3 hours before the sun rises, that this is the most beautiful gift that you can present to the Lord. Gobindapao Bhagatapukha, that one who only has a desire, that one who hungers only for one thing, which is the love of the Gurmukh. We learned that through Amritvela, we can cover ourselves with this pure blissful time, and that we will get taken to the blissful door and be able to walk through that door with the Guru's blessings, Karmi Ave Kapara, Nadri Mokhdwar, that we can obtain mukti, obtain liberation, and walk into the court of the Lord. And this week the Sidhs now are asking Guru Nanak more questions about Vaheguru. And as they ask these questions, Guru Nanak is bringing forth the truth. Hanji.
Thapya na jaye, kita na hoye.
The Sidhs ask Guru Nanak, "Be this creator which you speak of, this is Satcha Sahib, who is realized through repeating this Sajnai, this true name, the name which is written in the language of love, are they Nadi or are they Bindi?" They're still trying to use their minds and their knowledge to categorize Vaheguru. And in the language of the time, they say, "Guru Nanak, please tell us what kind of a Lord is Vaheguru? Were they installed on their throne by someone? Were they Nadi? Were they the type of king that somebody else gives them tapra, that gives them permission to come into being?" And Guru Nanak replies, "Tapya na jai." No. This Satcha Sahib, there is no one else, there is no one equal to them. There is no one that from whom they seek permission to beckon forth, to bring light into this world. Vaheguru Paramatma, Akal Purak. There is nobody that gave them tapra. They are, so we say, tapya na jai. Nobody gave them permission to come into this world. And the Siddha said, "Okay, if they're not Nadi in this way, if they're not from that system of lineage through permission, then surely they must have had a father, like the way some kingdoms are passed from father to son, or from father to eldest sibling." And Guru Nanak says, "Kita na hoy. Kita na hoy," meaning they were never born. They were never born from anybody in existence. Or we can say sepang. Everybody, sepang. Meaning that they're self-existent. They came from themselves. They are self-created, self-illuminated. So Guru Nanak is saying that they are not neither Nadi and they are neither Bindi. They were never given tapara, they were never given permission, they never sought permission from anybody, and nor were they born from anybody by way of inheritance to this throne, the eternal throne where Vaheguru sits. That Tao exists because they are Sebang, and they came into existence through their own volition, through their own will. Because Guru Nanak is teaching us from that very root, that very seed, Ik Oankar. Sorry, I call
Ik Oankar.
Meaning there is only one. In both of these systems that the Siddhas understood to be the way of Nadi and Bindi, there would need to be two. In a system of Nadi, where somebody is giving tapra and saying the throne is yours, there would have to be one to give and then one to receive. In the system of Bindi, where there's procreation and someone is born forth, there is obviously the need for there to have been more than one. But Guru Nanak is saying Ik Oankar, and they're saying Sepang. You see, Satsangaji, you'll notice a pattern here as we go through these Bodhya as brothers and sisters in the blessed company of Guru Nanak. You'll notice that oftentimes when we're trying to translate the Sri Japji Sahib, that Bani which has been given over a lifetime of travelling and education by Guru Nanak to the world, you'll notice that we always go back to the Mool Mantar to help us to try and understand. The Mool Mantar being the root of all things. Literally meaning, Mool meaning root. Because our understanding of things Our understanding of God, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj explains to us, is based on our limited understanding of this whole dunya. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj says, Aap apni budh hai jeti. That your understanding of God will be limited to your own understanding of all things. And so we find ourselves when we lose the ability to articulate, or we lose the ability to understand, we will always find ourselves going back to our root. And so we are invited by Sampradaya, we are invited by those wonderful Gurmukhs of old, who are so Budhvan, to recite the Mulmantra over and over again, to help us to understand through delving into the Mulmantra these deeper meanings. So, Thapya na jai kita na hui. They were neither nadi, they were never given permission, nor were they bindi, nor were they born forth onto this world. Hanji.
Ape aap niranjan soe.
So the question that was next posed by the Sidhs, they said to Guru Nanak, is Vaiguru Paramatma, are they satantar or are they patantar? Satantar means completely independent, and patantar means that they are dependent on somebody else. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, Ape aap, sare akho,
ape aap.
Meaning that they are unto themselves, that they are not dependent on anybody else. They are sutantar. They are independent of all other things. Which builds upon the understanding that koi kisi nanu tha parane ditta, that they didn't come into being through permission of anybody else. And then they ask Guru Nanak, this dunya is a part of maya. We may hear this word maya, and we don't necessarily always understand what it means. Maya is made up of two smaller words, ma and ya. Ma means that which is not, and ya means that which is. Or we can translate maya to mean that which is not but is. It's a bit of a difficult thing to understand. Maya is used to describe the illusion that is this entire world. And we're often told by Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj in their wonderful timeless bani that this whole dunya is like a dream, that nothing in this world is permanent, that nothing will go with us. And when we say the word maya, we think to ourselves, well, how can it not exist? It's all around us. I can see things in front of us, I can feel, I can hear, and I can touch. And what Guru Sahib is saying is that which is true, because you can see it, it's true, but it's not the truth, because it will not remain forever. It is not permanent. And so the Sidhs are asking Guru Nanak, maya, is Waheguru within maya, or are they outside of maya? And Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, Niranjan Soi. Anjan is another word for maya. Guru Nanak is saying that the whole, that Paramatma, Waheguru, the destroyer of darkness, the one that brings light into this world, they are outside of maya. They are not bound by the confines of semi-permanence. A time will never come when this, although this world might come to an end, but no time will ever come when Paramatma will come to an end. Or we can say, Aad Sach, Jug Aad Sach,
Happy Sach, Nanak Hosi Pi Sach.
That Paramatma was true before time was ever created. That they were true when the ages came to be. That they are true right now. He be such. And they will forevermore always be true. Nanak hosi be such. So in Gurbani we use this word such different to the way that we use it in everyday language. In everyday language we see such as the opposite of chud. Like to see chud na bol. Such bolya karo. We say to our children, don't lie, tell the truth. And we use this word in a colloquial everyday term. But actually in Gurbani, such has a much deeper meaning. Yes, you can say if someone's not lying, they're telling the truth. But Gurbani talks about truth as being that which never changes or never ends. That thing which is forever. And in this way, we can say that maya is false. Because you might go downstairs and put on your shoes and go outside and get in a car. And as you hold that steering wheel, you think this is definitely real. But I can tell you, if you've got a European car, time will come when it will come to an end. If you've got a Japanese car, you might have a little bit more time. But you'll find that all of the things which you think have got no time frame will come to an end. And even the very materials that make up those items, the component parts, they will dissolve away. Even the plastics, which we talk about, are going to be here for hundreds of years polluting our oceans, and it's a very real problem. But everybody understands, but even they will have a time when they come to an end. And so we define anything that changes or anything that comes to an end as something which is false. In this way, by way of extension, when we look at people that we consider to be our loved ones, this might be a difficult thing for us to accept. But even if you think about it, that love which we have for human beings that have a fixed lifespan, that attachment which we have to people that consumes our minds and makes us forget our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, in this way we can say that love is not entirely true. We can say that love is part of Maya. And so the Sidhs are asking Guru Nanak, we are pe aap, if they are Swatantar, are they part of Maya? And Guru Nanak is saying, Naranjan Soy. They are Niranjan. They are outside of Maya. They are not trapped by the confines of time. They will always be true. Hanji.
Jin Sevaya Tin Payaman Nanak Gaviya Guni Nidan.
So the Sidhs are speaking to Guru Nanak, and they say to Guru Nanak, we understand. Guru Nanak is saying, Jin Sevya, that those that serve, Vaheguru, that those that do Sevya, that they will always receive honor. What does Sevya mean? Oftentimes we translate this word to mean Seva. But when we look at the history of how the Katha has been taught from Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj to Baba Deep Singh Ji, down that lineage, all the way to Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, Khalsa Pindranwale, that unbroken lineage, we understand that Sevya actually means to do bhajan. It actually means to do simran, to reflect upon the name of Vaheguru, to reflect upon the name of God. Guru Nanak is saying, Jin Sevya, that those that do bhajan, that those that call upon the name of Vaheguru, Tin Paya Man, that they will be honored. What honor will they get? They will have a feeling inside them. They will have an understanding of the existence of that one which is outside of Maya. That one which is Ape Ap Niranjan Soi, who is independent unto themselves. That one who is outside of Maya. Jin Sevya Tin Paya Man. And there's a Sakhi which we have, which is used as an example from the Vedic history, from the Hindu philosophies, and it's of the Bhagat. His name is Bhagat Thuru. And they were born in a kingdom, Sadh Sangaji, if I'm not mistaken, in the third age, in the second age in Treta. And in this time, Bhagat Thuru's mother is the first wife of the king. And the king, as time goes on, takes on a second wife, a younger wife. And Bhagat Thuru is the son of that king from the first wife. And one day playing in the palace of his father's kingdom, he's not confined by political correctness, and he sees his father sitting on the throne in the affairs of state, and he climbs onto the throne and sits upon his father's lap. And the king's second wife, the younger wife, consumed by jealousy, that the child of the earlier mother is sitting on the throne with the king, she takes him off of the throne. And she takes her child, her stepchild, her stepson, and takes her to go and see the first queen. She rebukes the child and rebukes the mother, says, "Don't you know, he cannot sit on the throne of my husband Lord." She disrespects the first queen, who remains quiet and silent as she's been spoken to this way by the king's second, newer love. When she leaves, and it is just Bhagat Thuru and his mother, he says to his mother, "Mother, why was she speaking to you like this? Why did you let her speak to you in this way?" And her mother, she puts her head down and she says, "Son, Because I never called upon the name of the Lord, because I never did Sevya, because I never meditated, did bhajan upon the name of the Lord, although I was married as a queen, my status fell very, very low. And I lost all of that status. And now my status is as low as a maiden in this house. I'm a servant in this house. I never called upon this name, and this is my affairs. And nothing can ever change this now. And Bhagat Dharu speaks with his mother and says, is there anything that I can do to change this state of affairs? And she says, to learn from my mistakes obviously would be a wise thing. Call upon the name of that Lord that is always ever present. And in this way, Jin Har Sevya Din Har Paya. If you can call upon this Jin Sevya Din Paya Aman. Or as the Shabad that they were singing, the Kirtan they were doing Kirtan to, just before we started doing, before we were blessed to have a chance to do Katha, Jin Har Sevya Din Har Paya. Din Sukh Paya. That through serving in this way, through calling out this name, that you will be receiving that ultimate bliss. So Bhagat Dharu, this young child, takes this teaching quite literally. And he packs up his small belongings, and he leaves the kingdom, and he enters into the jungle, thinking that I'm going to spend my time doing nothing other than to call upon the name of the Lord. And he goes into the jungle, and he happens upon an angel whose name was Narad Muni. Narad Muni was the son of Vishnu, one of the three Devi Devta who we will speak about, one of the three Trinity which we will speak about shortly. And he says, this is no place for a child, there are tigers, there are very dangerous animals in the jungle. Why do you find yourself here? You're a son of a king. And he says, my mother is not being treated very well. I am not being treated very well. I have come into this jungle to search for the name of the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord, that we may be honored, that my mother will find some honor in this world. Narad Muni, pleased by the discipline, the fearless intention, gives him a Shabad, a name of the Lord. And Bhagat Dharu calls upon it fearlessly, outside of Maya, completely beyond attachment, and he falls in love with this name of the Lord. And through calling it, the honor and the respect in the world of Bhagat Dharu grows. Bhagat Dharu becomes such a respected Bhagat that the king in his kingdom learns of the honor of his son. And he beckons forth for him to come out of the jungle and return home. That child who was sent away from his father's lap, the most natural place by lineage, by Bindi, he is now given the throne of his father. His father's stamp comes off of the throne, and he says to Bhagat Dharu that this throne is fit for you. And in fact, he becomes a complete renunciate, and he gives up all worldly attachments, and he goes back into that jungle following his son's footsteps. Jin Sevya Dena Payaman. And we're now here, thousands of years later, talking about the glory of Bhagat Dharu, who knew the true wealth, who saw the dishonor in his household, and went and brought about honor through the name. Hanji.
Nanak gaviya guni nidan.
So the Siddhs, they say to Guru Nanak, well, how should we go about calling this name? What is the method that we should employ? And Guru Nanak is saying, Nanak, says Guru Nanak, gaviya, to sing upon his name, guni nidan. That one, which ones whose name we should call? That one who has all of the virtues, all of the gun within them, all of the nidan, all of the treasures which are within him. He holds all of the treasure of virtue within himself. It is that one who you should be remembrance of. And in remembrance of that one, to call his name, this is the way that we should call his name. And there's a wonderful example of justice which I wanted to share with you, which I came across. Gyani Sukhraj Singh, when he does Katha, Ladibar Katha on the Japji Sahib, he uses it as a wonderful example, a modern day contemporary example of Jin Sevya Tin Paya Man Nanak Gaviye Guni Nidan. And he speaks of Ayub Khan. Ayub Khan was the former president of Pakistan. And you're probably thinking, why are we talking about the president of Pakistan in Ladibar Katha on Sri Japji Sahib? Sadhsangaji, stay with me. There's a purpose to this. Ayub Khan, he would go to school, and the school he would go to, he was not, let's just say, he wasn't a very outstanding performer. He liked to sort of play up sometimes. And he would, every day when he would go to school, he would get caned. Because that was the way that it was in his schooling system. And he would get beaten with a cane for being late. He would get beaten with a cane for not doing very good. And so one day he resolves that I'm not going to go to school today. And there was a Gurdwara Sahib nearby in Pakistan. And so he finds himself going into the Gurdwara Sahib, and he's hiding in the Gurdwara. He's finding sanctuary, unbeknownst to him, in the house of Guru Nanak. And what happens is, the Gyani sees him, and he goes over and speaks to him and befriends him, speaking the language of love. Pakya, Pao Apar. And he says, Ayub, what are you doing here? Ayub Khan says, I ain't going to school. They beat me with the cane there. I've got no business going to school. I'm going to just stay here. And the Gyaniji says to Ayub Khan, he says, if you don't want to get beaten, I'll give you a Shabad, which if you recite every single day, you have this Shabad upon your lips, and you recite it from your heart, Nanak Gaviye Guni Nidan. Think of the glory of the Guru, and enshrine their remembrance upon your heart, you will never get beaten by a cane again. And Ayub Khan, what gift was he given in the house of Guru Nanak? He was given the gift of the Mool Mantar. Sari akho ek
Oankar Sat Naam Karta Purakh Nirbhau Nirvair Akal Murat Ajuni Saipang Gur Prasad Jap Aad Sach Jugad Sach Happy Sach Nanak Hosi Pi Sach.
So Ayub Khan, he takes the Mool Mantar, he enshrines it in his heart, and he goes to school. He's late, but nobody canes him. And he returns to the Gyaniji, he goes, yo, this is amazing. This Shabad you've given me, I managed to get through school and nobody caned me. The innocence of the child is born forth, and he's scratching the surface of the valley of the Mool Mantar, just as we scratch the surface when we think that we understand a deeper, deeper layer. But that is an ocean, the depths of which we can never truly reach the bottom of. So Ayub Khan, every day on the way to school, he starts reciting the Mool Mantar. And not a day would ever come forth in his schooling years where he would be beaten again. That which was elementary every single day never again happened to Ayub Khan. And when his exams came round, when time came for his exams to pass, he goes and sees the Gyani. He says, I need to pass these exams. I need to do really well at these exams. And the Gyani says, you already have the gift of all gifts. You have the root of all things in your heart already. Recite the Mool Mantar, remember Guru Nanak, and in this way you'll do just fine. And Ayub Khan recited the Mool Mantra, Jin Sevya, what do we know of those that do bhajan? Jin Sevya, what do we know of those that meditate in remembrance of the name? Tena Paya Maan, that they will be honored. And obviously, being president of a country is not something we recognize in a spiritual way, but in a worldly material way, it's a great honor. And Ayub Khan would go on to become president of Pakistan. He would write a biography called Friends Not Masters. And he dictates this, he recounts these very events in his own writings. And even to this day, when you go to the, if you was to go to and visit Ayub Khan in his house, on his mantelpiece, on his fireplace, he has the Mool Mantar, the city Mool Mantar of Guru Nanak there. And diplomats and people from foreign countries would come and visit the house of this Muslim and say, why do you have the writings of Guru Nanak? Why don't you have the Qalam of like Prophet Muhammad or something like this? And he never forgets where he came from. He says, this is the teachings of Guru Nanak. Guru Nanak made me. Those teachings are what made me who I am, is what he says. He says, the Mool Mantar gave me everything. And so for that reason, I will never forget the Mool Mantar. Guru Nanak is saying, Nanak Gaviye, sing his praises, Guni Nidan. That one, whose praises? That one who has all of the virtues within their treasure chest. Who has all of the treasure within them. If we were but to do this, we would unlock all that treasure and bring it forth into our own lives. ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਗਾਵੀਐ ਸੁਣੀਐ ਮਨ ਰੱਖੀਐ ਭਾਉ
The sins are becoming ever so excited by these teachings, this new truth that is being beckoning forth by Guru Nanak. And they say to Guru Nanak, okay, you're saying that we should sing his praises, but how? What is the way that we should sing his praises? And Guru Nanak lays out the path of a Gurmukh in this one pangti. Guru Nanak lays out the path of a Gurmukh. They lay out the exact instructions. There are four verbs and one noun in that sentence. Four actions and then one result that we can achieve. Guru Nanak is saying, Gaviye, the first step is to just sing. The first step is to just sing his name. It is really so simple as that to step upon the path of Guru Nanak. It is to call his name, to recite the Shabad. Our minds often get in the way. We say things out loud like, but I don't understand what the Shabad is saying. Guru Nanak is not starting with understanding. Guru Nanak is saying, just repeat the Shabad. Gaviye, to sing, to speak, to repeat the Shabad out loud. Guru Nanak says that when you say that Shabad, the second step is suniye, to listen to that which you are singing. So as the Shabad is coming out of your mouth, an example we often give is as the Shabad is resounding from your vocal cords and is leaving your body, that you capture it with your ears and you draw it straight back into your body, that temple that holds your soul, and you capture it with your ears, suniye. So you are listening to that which you speak. The third step, gaviye, the first to sing, suniye, to listen, man. The third step is to believe, to have faith that these are the words of Guru Nanak, these are the words that Paramatma, that Akal Purakh have spoken to Guru Nanak, whom Guru Nanak has delivered unto the world. To have belief. Gaviye, suniye, man. To accept that as the bhajan of the Guru. The fourth step, rakhiye, to act. Guru Nanak says that once you have sung the Shabad and you are listening intently and that you have belief in the words of Guru Nanak, man, maniye, then the fourth step is to act, to enshrine the Shabad, the teachings of the Guru, the wisdom, upon everything that you do. That it should govern where your eyes choose to look. That it should govern what you choose to play for your ears to listen. That it should govern where your feet decide to walk, what places you are going to go to, and perhaps more relevantly, what places we shall not. And that if you do these things, what happens, Sadhsangaji? If you sing with love, if you listen with love, if you believe and you act with love, what happens? You get bao. You get the love of Guru Nanak. You get the kushi of Guru Sahib. You get the kushi of Akal Purakh. And it will blossom forth like a fountain of bliss, the likes of which no physical enjoyment could ever, ever come close to competing with. Gaviye, suniye, man, rakhiye, pao. We're talking about Prem Bhakti, the love of devotional worship. The Sidhs ask Guru Nanak, but if we were to do this, if we are to jin sevya, if we are to sing his praises, Nanak Gaviye, and we do it by singing his name, and we do it following this path, Gaviye, Suniye, Manrakhiye, Pao, well, what are the rewards of doing this? Hanji.
Dukh par har sukh kar la jaye.
The Sidhs said to Guru Nanak, what are the rewards of doing this? And Guru Nanak says, Dukh par har, that all dukhi in your life will go very far away. Sukh kar le jai, and your home will be filled with bliss. Sadhsangaji, what dukhi are we talking about? Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji is speaking to us, explaining to us the teachings of Guru Nanak. And they say that the dukhi that they are talking about is the pain of coming back and having to suffer the cycle of reincarnation. Guru Nanak is saying that what pain can be removed? The cycle of births and deaths. Because by being in complete bliss, by calling his name and listening and believing and then acting, the bliss, the love that you will experience will mean that you get to merge with Paramatma. You will get to merge with that one which is undying, which is outside of Maya. Aape aap niranjan soy. Dukh par har sukh kar le jaye. The bliss that you will feel is the bliss of merging with Akal Purakh, the one that is forever. If we just take a moment to just reflect on what the teachings that Guru Nanak has given us. Guru Nanak is saying that all we have to do is to sing His name. That in this dark age of Kaljug, the way to God is to sing His name, to listen to what you are repeating, to believe that that is the name of God, that when you call out to Him, He will blossom forth in your body, blossom forth from within. That the journey is one inwardly. By listening, you are taking that Shabad and you are capturing it with your ears and bringing it deep within your own heart. And if you enshrine it there, what will happen? If you start informing your actions in this way, what will happen is that a love will blossom forth, the likes of which you will never have experienced before. So Satsangaji, we're going to just have 5 Guru Mantras. We're going to try and hold on to the robe of Guru Nanak. And we're going to try and follow this example as set by Guru Nanak, this teaching, of Guru Nanak. And we're going to call that name. And perhaps for the first time, we're going to concentrate positively on what our ears are doing. Because what they're going to do this time is they're going to capture no other sound but the Shabad, the Guru Mantar, and we're going to bring it right down into your heart. And know this, as we say that name, that we believe in that name. That we know that that name is going to come into our heart. As the name of God, the undying sound, that vibration that has always been. And when we do that, we're going to act upon that vibration, that one that's going to destroy all darkness and bring light forth into our very beings. So we're going to sit with our backs up straight, super straight. We're going to close our eyes and we're going to do this Guru Mantra together 5 times.
Wahe Guru.
Dukh par har sukh kar le jaye. Gyani Kalwan Singh Ji, they speak about pain and they say something which I thought was, in researching the katha, which I thought was really quite poignant. They said all pain in this world, all dukhi in this world can be traced back to forgetting Paramatma. When you are in remembrance of God, then there is no pain near you. There is no pain that can affect you. And any pain, any anxiety, any difficulties that we are facing are only pain, anxiety and difficulties because we are in ignorance. In that moment, we are forgetful of our Creator, that one who is always with us. Dukh par har sukh kar le jaye, that through remembrance of the name, through reciting it with love and listening and enshrining it in your mind, and then informing your actions, love will blossom forth. Hanji.
Gurmukh nadang, gurmukh vedang, gurmukh rahya samai.
The Sidh say to Guru Nanak, well, how do we go about singing his praises? What is the way that we can do this? And Guru Nanak says, Gurmukh Nadang. Gurmukh is often translated to mean that person who is facing, whose mukh is facing the Guru. But Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, they translate Gurmukh to mean the Mukhi Guru, meaning the leader. Mukhi means leader. The Gurmukh, the Guru Mukh, that leader, that Guru that is the leader, that is the perfect king of all kings. Or we can say the Gurmukh in this Pankti is Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj or Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Guru Nanak, in answer to the question, how do we sing his praises? What's the way we should do this? Guru Nanak is saying Guru Mukh Nadang. Nadang means the sound or the Shabad. Guru Nanak is saying that the Shabad that Waiguru sends forth into this world, use that to sing his praises. Attach yourself to that Shabad. If you don't have the words, the way to articulate this, we can say, because of our shortcomings, then the avatar of Waheguru, the form of God, of Waheguru that has come forth into this world, they come forth bearing gifts. And the gift that the avatar of Waheguru, that the form, the perfect form of Waheguru is brought into the world, is the Shabad. And so the Siddhas are asking Guru Nanak, how do we sing his praises? Guru Nanak is saying, Guru Mukh Nadang. Use the sound, use the Shabad of that Mukhi Guru. Sing the Shabads that are given to us by Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. In this way, we can sing his praises. And the Siddhas say to Guru Nanak, well, what about the Vedas? The Vedas are the spiritual scholarly teachings, the philosophies that are brought down by the Hindu gods. And Guru Nanak is saying, Gurmukh Vedang, that the knowledge of the Vedas, they are all within my Satguru, or we can say they are all within Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. They are all within Guru Nanak. Gurmukh Vedang, that perfect Guru, that Mukhi Guru, has all of that knowledge. And the Siddhas, they say to Guru Nanak, we're confused. We understand the Vedas to be spiritual knowledge that is the knowledge of the Hindu Devi Devte. That they are the knowledge of Brahma, or of Ishvara, of Shiva, the one of the Holy Trinity. And Guru Nanak says, Gurmukh Reha Samai. They say that this knowledge which you're saying is just of the Hindu knowledge. No. That my Guru, Paramatma, Waheguru, that they exist in the Shabad. That Waheguru has actually taken form in the Shabad. They are Reha Samai, that they are part and parcel of the Shabad. So all knowledge can be found within the Shabad. Hanji.
Gore Isare, Gore Gorakh, Barma Gore, Parvati Mai.
Gore Isare, Gore Gorakh, Barma Gore, Parvati Mai. The Siddhas say to Guru Nanak, but what about Ishvara, Brahma and Gorakh? What about the Hindu Devi Devte? So in the Hindu math, there are 33 million incarnations, forms of gods or like demigods. And the three trinity, the Hindu trinity, the three sort of gods that are in charge of all of creation, who are put in charge of all of creation, are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And it's important to understand this understanding, because a lot of Gurbani is based on Hindu math, because Guru Nanak was talking to the Hindus, they were using that language so that they could explain to the Hindus in their sort of teachings. And so Brahma is the form of that incarnation which is responsible for creating all of the things that are created in the universe in this way. And Vishnu is responsible or entasked with sustaining all of creation. And Shiva is responsible for destruction. And so the Siddhas say to Guru Nanak, well, what about Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva? How do they fit into all of this play? Because they would worship Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, being part of the Brahman math, being part of the Hindu tradition. In Sikhi, we don't worship anybody but Akal Purakh Waheguru. And obviously Guru Nanak, the 11 forms of Guru Nanak, which were the form of Akal Purakh on this earth. We don't worship anybody but Guru Nanak. and those 11 forms of Guru Nanak, the 11th and eternal form being the Guru that we're so blessed to be in the presence of today. But the Sidhs who are worshipping Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they say to Guru Nanak, what about the Holy Trinity, the three that are in charge of all the Devi Devta? And they say, Guru Isar, Guru Gorakh, Brahma, Guru Parvati Mai. Isar is another way of saying Shiva, the God of destruction. Gorakh is another way of saying the name of Vishnu, the one who sustains all beings. And Brahma is a way of saying Brahma. Parvati was the wife of Shiva, and Mai collectively is referring to the two wives of the remaining gods, Vishnu and Brahma. Guru Nanak is saying, Guru Isar, Guru Gorakh, Brahma, Guru Parvati Mai. That my Guru has all of that which is Isar. He has all of that ability of destruction that is in Shiva that you worship. My Guru has the ability to sustain all of us, like Vishnu. My God, Vaheguru Paramatma, the Shabad, they have all of the abilities to create. And so too do they have all of the qualities of Parvati and Lakshmi and Saraswati, the wives, the three wives of these consorts. And the Sidhs say, we're confused. They ask the question, say, we're confused. How is it you're able to say this? And they say, Guru Nanak Dev Ji speaks with the Sidhs. And they say, you are speaking of Brahma as the one that creates. But the Guru, the perfect Guru, the Shabad Guru, has the ability to give birth to good virtues within all of the Gurmukhs. It is through the Guru that we are imbued, that these virtues are created within us, the ability to do righteous deeds. That allows you to become part of the Khalsa Panth and bring forth light into this world. You worship Vishnu, and Vishnu is that one that sustains people, that sustains the creation through providing and provision. But it is actually the Guru that sustains these qualities, that gives us the ability to never fall by the wayside, to never take the wrong turn, to always be righteous in our actions every day, to wake up Amrit Vela and to call that name. And you worship Shiva, that form of death that brings destruction and ends all of life. But actually, that destruction, that power of destruction is within Waheguru. What does Waheguru do in the form of the Shabad? Waheguru destroys all of the evil vices, all of the negative energies, all of the panch jor, the five evils that are trying to rob us. Lust, anger, ego and jealousy and pride and attachment. Guru Sahib is saying that the Guru has the ability to destroy all of these negative things that come to attack us. So the process of creation, sustenance and destruction in its true spiritual form, the Guru is saying, Guru Isar, that the Guru has the ability to destroy all negativity like Shivji does. Guru Gorakh, that the Guru has the ability to sustain us the way that you think that Vishnu sustains the world. Guru Brahma, that the Guru has the ability to bring forth good qualities in a Gursikh. And in this way, we can say that the Guru is the Supreme Trinity, that they actually are the complete form of Vaheguru. And in this way, that teaching is being beckoned forth. Hanji.
Je ho jana akha nahi, kehna kathan na jai.
The Sidhs are becoming really excited now. This truth is the first time that they are hearing these teachings. The world had been caught up in a darkness as described by Guru Nanak, where righteousness had taken wings and left this world. Kalkati Raje Kasai Taram Pankar Udriya. Guru Nanak Dev Ji has seen the world being caught up in ritualistic practices, and a darkness has taken the world where people are worshipping these servants of Waheguru, thinking that these servants of Waheguru, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they're worshipping these entities of thinking that they are God, but they're being caught up in false practices. And the Sidhs are hearing this firsthand from Guru Nanak, that actually Guru Isar, Guru Gorakh, Brahma, Guru Parvati Mai. So they're saying to Guru Nanak, tell us more, speak some more beautiful words, bring more truth into the world. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, so beautifully, they say, Jai ho jana, akha nahi, kehna kathan na jai. Jai ho jana, that which I know more of, Because obviously Guru Nanak is the form of that one. So then knowledge of God is not limited. Just like Waheguru is unlimited, an unlimited source of love, Guru Nanak's knowledge of them is also unlimited. But Guru Nanak is saying, Jai Ho Jana, that which I know, Akha Nai Kehna Katana Jai, how can I speak of it? And a memory has just come to mind now of when I was at university, when I was a monna in fact, and I used to have cut hair and short back and sides, shockwaves, a completely different lifestyle. And I was at university and I spoke to a Gurmukh, someone who was a blessed part of the Khalsa Panth. And I spoke to him, I said, tell me about God. And he said something which to this day will always stay with me. And in this bhakti, it comes back to my mind. He says, if I gave you a glass of water with sugar in it as a baby, imagine you're the child and Waheguru Paramatma is the father. If I gave you a glass of water with sugar in it and as a baby you drink it, a big smile will come upon your face as you drink that sweet water. But could you speak of it? How would you describe the sweetness upon your lips, upon your tongue? You would just slap your lips together like this, and maybe a bit would come down your cheek and you'd just be consumed with love. And if anybody tapped you on the shoulder and said to you, tell me, what does that taste like? You just be able to, all you could do is shrug your shoulders. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, Jai ho jana akha nai kehna kathan na jaibi. I cannot speak that which I know of, I cannot speak, Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying. They know of it because they are that form. They are that form of the one which is formless. We have a name, a very beautiful name for Guru Nanak, which is Nirankar. Guru Nanak was the Akar means form. They were, and Nirankar means that formless one. We refer to Guru Nanak as Nirankar. Although they took form, they were born into this world, we refer to them as Nirankar, that one which is formless, in reflection of the fact that they actually were the form of the formless God. They were a form of Waheguru. And so they can say these words. Perhaps when no one else in this dunya ever can, they said, Jai Ho Jana, that which I know. Akhanai kehena kathana jai. I cannot speak of that which I know. But not leaving them without all of the most beautiful jewels, Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, Hanji.
Gura ik dehe bujai, sabna jiya ka ik data, so ma visar na jai.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji, they said to the Sid said to Guru Nanak, speak more of God. And Guru Nanak says, that which I know I cannot speak more of, but I will tell you one thing, says Guru Nanak. Gura ik de bujai. Understand one thing, ik bujai. Take one understanding upon your mind. Be sabana jiya ka ik data, so me visarana jai. That understand, sabana jiya, for this whole creation, for all things in this world, all beings, all molecules, all creatures, all hearts and minds, sabana jiya ka ik data, there's only one giver for all beings in this creation. So me visar na jai. And this bhakti is often translated that we should remember one thing, that there's one giver of all gifts whom we should not forget. That is Gurmat. But going back to the teachings as given to us by Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, they actually translate this bhakti to say, Sabna jiya ka ik data, so me visar na jai. So me, meaning that one, that Lord, never forgets us. So whilst it is true we can translate this bhakti to mean that we should never forget the one who gives us these gifts, Gyani Ji, what they say is actually, you can take a moment and be comforted by this. Be so me visar na jai. They never forget us. In a day, how many times do we reflect upon Waheguru? Maybe if we're lucky, even once, that would be a beautiful thing, if we truly reflect upon Waheguru. But Gyani Ji, Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, what they're saying is that Paramatma, Akal Purakh, the giver of all gifts, they never forget us. So meh, they are always in remembrance of us. Which goes back to a teaching, and we're seeing a theme developing here, unbeknownst to me, in completely involuntarily, I didn't plan for this, but over the weeks we're developing a theme here as we are reflecting upon the teachings of Guru Nanak, and it is one of accompaniment, one of an understanding that you are actually never on your own, that Guru Sahib is always with us. And three or four weeks ago, we spoke the pankti together. Guru mere sang sadahe nale. That's to see some people remember the pankti. So we're going to say this together as one. We're going to say it together as one three times. The pankti meaning guru mere sangha, the guru, they are always my sangat. For a gurmukh, the guru is always with you in the form of the shabad. We can say sadahe nale, that they are always with us. Gyaniji is saying, Guru Nanak is saying to us, Gura ikde bajai, sabana jiyaka ikadata, that there is one giver of all gifts who never forgets us, who always remembers us, who always thinks of us. And so we're going to repeat this pankti together today, Guru mere sang sadahe nale, three times collectively in Sangat Roop, with your eyes closed.
Guru mere sang sadahe nale, Guru mere sang sadahe nale.
Sare akho.
Guru mere sang sadahe nale, 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 Guru mere sang sadahe nale.
That the Guru is always with me, forever and always with me. So these are the teachings that Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj has given us in this Pauri, this week we've shared together. That Vaiguru is neither Nadi, that they are not Nadi, that they are not Bindi. That they were never given tapara, given permission to come into the world, nor were they born into this world through the parents of another. That Paramatma, the way that we can understand who they are, is through singing their name, Nanak Gaviye Guni Nidan. Through worshipping them, through doing their seva, through singing their name, doing bhajan upon their name, that we can realize them. And that the path of a Gurmukh is Gaviye Suniye Man Rakhiya Pao. That we should call their name, that we should listen to us calling their name, that we should enshrine their name in our hearts, that we should believe that that is their name, that we should act upon that name. And in this way we'll experience love. We've understood that all of the Devi Devte and all of the servants of God, all of the angels that have previously come to be worshipped, that in fact they are all within the teachings of the Guru, that they are all within God. And the Siddhas have asked Guru Nanak Dev Ji for more teachings, and Guru Nanak has said, you should always remember one thing, that there is one God, the giver of all gifts, whom we should understand never forgets us, for whom we are always in their remembrance. These are the teachings given by Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. Next week, the Siddhas are going to be speaking to Guru Nanak about places of pilgrimage. In the Hindu math, they had 68 places of pilgrimage, which they believed that if they could go to, that in worshipping at these particular places, that they would obtain some form of bakshis of teachings. And they're speaking to Guru Nanak and saying to Guru Nanak, what do you think of these tiratha? Tell us about these tirats, these artsat, these 68 places of pilgrimage. And Guru Nanak beckons forth a truth that we will share together. If we've made any mistakes, please, please forgive us. We are just learning. You are the Satsangat. We beg of you, I beg of you that you give us your blessings that we may one day properly, fully and completely serve the Satsangat. Deho Sajan Asisriya Jehove
Sahib Siome Gura Ik Deh Bujai Sabna Jiya Ka Ik Data So main visar na jai. Wahe Guru Ji ka khalsa, Wahe Guru Ji ki fateh.